From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. President Barack Obama went to Capitol Hill Friday to make a last-minute appeal to fellow Democrats to support his ambitious Asia-Pacific free trade agenda, ahead of a key vote in the House of Representatives on whether to extend crucial fast-track negotiating authority to the White House. As of Friday morning, it was still not clear whether the bill had enough support from House Democrats, many of whom are concerned the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, trade deal would send more American jobs overseas and hurt the environment. The fast-track legislation known as Trade Promotional Authority, or TPA, would allow the White House to negotiate the 12-nation Asian Trade Pact and others like it without letting Congress make any changes in the deals when they come up for approval or rejection. An American labor union says hackers are now in possession of sensitive personnel information on all federal employees following a major cyber intrusion that U.S. officials say originated in China. The American Federation of Government Employees made the claim Thursday in a letter to the Office of Personnel Management, or OPM, the federal government's agency that was targeted. The hackers are now in possession of all personnel data for every federal employee, every federal retiree, and up to 1 million former federal employees, said Union President David Cox in the letter. The OPM said last week as many as 4 million current and former federal employees may have been affected by the December hacking in what is the most extensive breach of government personnel data in years. This is VOA News. Pakistan has closed down the offices of the international aid agency Save the Children, accusing the organization of involvement in anti-Pakistan activities. Spokesman for the Pakistan Foreign Ministry had this to say.
They will not be commenting on a decision that has been taken by the government. Our decisions are always well considered.
Authorities sealed the office in the capital, Islamabad, on Thursday and gave international staff members 15 days to leave the country. Save the Children, which has been in Pakistan for 35 years supporting public service delivery systems, is challenging Pakistan's action. The MERS death toll in South Korea now stands at 11. Officials say a 72-year-old woman is the latest person to die from Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS. South Korea is also reporting 4 new MERS cases Friday, bringing the total to 126 confirmed cases. Authorities say it is still too early to say if the outbreak has peaked. The director of the South Korean Disease Prevention Center said that there may be some additional patients among people who have already been exposed. Libyan militiamen battling the Islamic State's affiliate in their country say most of the jihadi fighters are not Libyans. The bulk of them come from neighboring North African nations. But they warn the jihadis are rapidly growing in strength and are being directed by highly experienced commanders. Jamie Detmer reports from the city of Misrata.
In an out-of-the-way, tightly secured camp, fighters from one of Misrata's top militias are reflecting on their recent defeat at the hands of Islamic extremists. Late last month, the Islamic State's new affiliate in Libya overran the coastal city of Sirte, the hometown of deposed Libyan strongman Colonel Muammar Gaddafi, who was ousted in a NATO-backed uprising 4 years ago. The Islamic State has capitalized on the general turmoil in Libya, where two governments are vying for power, a self-declared one in Tripoli and an internationally recognized one now based in Tobruk. Jamie Detmer for VOA News, Misrata.
Members of youth vigilante forces in northern Nigeria say the Boko Haram militant group has burned 6 villages and killed 37 people in a new attack near the insurgent stronghold in Sambisa Forest. Government-aligned vigilantes told reporters Friday that the attacks took place late on Wednesday. Nigerian newspaper The Nation reported that the villages were all in Borno State. German federal prosecutors say they have closed a year-long probe into the alleged wiretapping of Chancellor Angela Merkel's cell phone by the U.S. National Security Agency. The German chief's prosecutor's office announced Friday that the matter had been closed because investigators could not find enough evidence. I'm Bob Doty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.